tallest tree just poking up beyond the southern woods, Autumn grew worried. What if the boy had already fallen? She didn't want him to get hurt. They were only playing a game. And what if Gwyn never forgave her? What if the unicorn decided to go back to the door in the woods and never come back to Stillbrook again? Autumn shook her head. She had to make this right. They approached the tree, and Gwyn knelt down, allowing Autumn and Abe to jump off. Autumn looked up into the tree, spotting the boy holding on tightly to the tallest branch. She took a deep breath and yelled,
"Rudy, I'm back! We're here to rescue you!"
"What's the plan, Autumn?"
Skye asked.
"Skye, I need you to fly up there and talk to Rudy. Let him know we're working on getting him down," Autumn instructed. "Tell him I'm sorry for getting him into this."
Skye saluted and flew up to the branch the halfling boy was holding on to. Autumn turned to Abe.
"Do you know any spells that can get us up there?"
"I can look," he said, pulling out a heavy book from his bag.
He plopped it down on the ground and started fumbling through the pages. While he searched, Autumn paced